This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Fun. I'm 46 and I'm not putting up with the takeover of this country. I'm scared of you voters for a damn bit. I'm just scared that I'm not going to measure up to as much damage to you as I can. Sweet talking people done ran me out of town. Turn the battleship around. Give me back my bullets. Sing the blues. Don't feel sorry for myself. All right, Patrick, I think this song says it all. In closing, history's here. It's epic. We need to pray for Trump. He's so damn real. It's an incredible time to be alive, brother. What else you want to add to folks out there?
In recent decades, we have been under the rule of criminal morons, the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, the Ghislaine Maxwells of the world, the Mossad blackmail operation, these disgusting pedophiles, Joe Biden's friends, the credit card companies, everybody selling out America to China and to the rest of the world. They molest little kids. They do satanic rituals. They think that Aleister Crowley's magic rituals are, you know, they worship Lucifer and want to have a one world satanic government. It's disgusting.
Oh, that glad you raised that. Ghislaine Maxwell, the real pimp that ran Epstein. Oh, she doesn't get to suppress her customer list. Ha ha, burn in hell, witch. Tell us about that. I know you've been at the tip of the spear on that, Patrick.
Yep, that was a good win. And look, we got Keith Raniere from NXIVM coming up sentencing on October 27th. So the satanic pedophilic elites are getting desperate. We, thanks to the great Rudy Giuliani, have the Hunter Biden laptop. These are just despicable people. And we've all had enough of them. I think everybody from all walks of life has had enough of them. This is not natural. They're not the establishment. Calling them the establishment gives them too much credit.
These are scum that want to, quote, be the elite. But they could have been the elite by being good people. They're a counterfeit elite. Real elites sacrifice themselves. Real elites build civilizations. Real elites are good. They lead by example. These people lead by evil and corruption and pedophilia and Satanism.
Yes, good people built America, and then it has been broken and destroyed by parasitic globalist elites, disgusting Satanists who think that they're descended from some kind of pyramid culture dating back to the Nephilim fallen angels bloodline. They're insane. They're sickos. They're not smart. Harry Potter is about the extent of the education of most of the young leftists nowadays.
Oh, I agree, and they literally think at that level, and it's only because we're asleep they think they're winning the battle. When we wake up, they realize, oh, they were never in the fight. We were asleep.
None of these people are actually winning. They're going to be exterminated as useful idiots as soon as the communists take power. And it's all just mental insanity. It's a collective nervous breakdown.
Communists never leave the left scum that brings them into power. First people they kill is them.
Exactly. The useful idiots will be the first to go. So listen, if we're responsible people here, as we are, and we're going to uphold Western civilization, we need to defeat these people. There's no coexisting with these people. We are going to win this election. We're going to save stable civil society peacefully. And if not, if they do manage to steal this, then we need to have serious conversations about having a different country.
We're talking about real civil disobedience at this point. We better start getting serious. And no overt violence, no targeting people, no. But we're talking about serious civil disobedience.
A peaceful idea of, listen, we're not going to live under your laws.
We just stop complying with any of it.
We need to have a real conversation about not coexisting with these people anymore, and we have to wake up as many of the normie conservatives and the Fox viewers as possible in the next couple of weeks. And I think this Hunter Biden laptop and a lot of other things that we're going to see about the pedophilic elites, I think that will wake people up.
You know what? Do one more minute with us before I'm going to calls, because I want to know about what's on that laptop from sources and what you've heard. I think you have a lot of connections. Back in 60 seconds, Patrick Howley, nationalfile.com, amazing site, nationalfile.com. We're at infowars.com. Whatever you do, share those links. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, Patrick Cowley of National Falls with us for a few more minutes. I'm going to write your calls. Patrick. And Alex Jones here behind the stations make me say my name. And every intro, we're on a bunch of radio stations, so I hate just saying my name constantly, but that's part of the rules for ratings. We do it, so we do it. But listeners know why I say Alex Jones at the start of every segment. It's like a parrot, but if I understand why the stations want it, we do it. And they get top ratings, so we stay on the stations and get expanded in the face of censorship. It's beautiful. But Patrick, Hunter Biden got kicked out of the Navy for cocaine. These emails are real. Giuliani's had him for over a month. They called up the people in the emails. They got copies from the other side. He's all explained that. They haven't denied it's real. Giuliani's trying to get him to deny it, so he's caught red-handed. They won't do that. They just have surrogates, you know, Clapper and Brennan with the 47 of their other minions come out and say it's all fake with no proof. They admit the articles. Oh, we have no proof. We're just saying it is. This is real. That according to the Chinese dissidents that broke this almost a month ago before it even came out and others, and Giuliani said, yes, it shows what looks like underage girls being brutalized and tortured. And this is him being compromised in China. He's got this on his laptop. He leaves it there. He won't pick it up. His lawyers have confirmed it. This is so huge. I mean, I don't see how, even with the censorship and the cover-up, how they cover this up from your intel. Because I know you've got a lot of sources. You've been right at the tip of the spear just like we have, and in some cases ahead of it. As you know, I cover a lot of subjects. I mean, you've been really kicking ass. What's really on this damn laptop, and what else do you think Giuliani's about to bring out?
Well, I know Rudy Giuliani. I know people who have seen the contents of the laptop. They believe that it is one of the most disturbing things that they've ever seen in their entire lives. Rudy Giuliani is a man of his word, and the people need to know about the disgusting, disgusting things that the elites do. I have been covering Hunter Biden for the last 5 years, ever since I broke his Ashley Madison account, and he tried to blame it on the Russians. And these people are just they're total frauds. They're total charlatans, and the people need to know about this. And so, you know, I have been urging all of the information to be released, and it needs to be released, and the people will finally see it, and they will see what...
When they say disturbing, are those reports accurate? There's Giuliani with the Chinese dissident that broke this almost a month ago, like one day shy of a month ago, before 3 weeks before it came out. I mean, he says it's torturing Chinese children, brutal pedophilia and torture. Is that what you've heard?
That is my understanding, yes. And, you know, obviously the Chinese are willing to sacrifice their own little kids in their country in order to blackmail Americans. Joe Biden cannot be the president of the United States. There's no way that it can happen.
Let's stop. They had the flesh parties, the flesh dinners. What was the term in China that the New York Times even reports? Until the 80s, they would cook children up in big pots at Communist Party meetings. As part of getting their people to do anything. I mean, the Chinese communists cook children in pots as part of a ritual.
Yeah, I mean, look, Joe Biden has...
Flesh banquets. Guys, Google Chinese communist flesh banquets. You can't make this up. Sorry, go ahead.
Joe Biden's a disgusting human being. His group that he raises money for, the D.C. Volunteer Lawyers Project, which Hunter's involved with, is run by Hunter's ex-wife, Kathleen, and they hang around the bathrooms. I busted them, and what they do is they try to get boys in divorce cases. They insert themselves, court-appointed lawyers in child custody cases, and try to get boys into prostitution and that kind of life. So it's disgusting. It's human trafficking all over the place. We know with the Clintons. Now, they managed to keep Anthony Weiner's laptop, the full contents of that, from coming out, and threw Weiner under the bus. This time, there's nobody to throw under the bus. Hunter Biden can't be thrown under the bus because he's inextricably linked with Joe Biden himself. And so the Democrats have a real big problem on their hands, but all the information needs to come out now. If the information all comes out now, we can save this country.
And I was able to find it. Here's Business Insider. Flesh banquets of China's Cultural Revolution remain unspoken 50 years. They said ritualistic, they would kill small children and cook them in bowls to test if the party members as young as 10 would follow orders. French news agency, Breitbart, all of it, cooking children in bowls. And so Hunter has gone over there and literally reportedly raped little kids and beaten them and done horrible things to show to the commies he's a good demon.
Well, you know, cannibalism is a big part of the rituals that these people do. Cannibalism is part of the whole satanic, awful, ridiculous things that they do.
And those of us that aren't into that, we want a six-pack of Mordello and a steak. To us, it's like, it doesn't sound real because we're not into it. But no, there's a lot of people in the establishment that are into this. It's about their selfishness and how it's about them. And they feel good ruining a child's life and killing them. That makes them feel big to kill a kid.
Yep, that's the energy that they feed off of. That's the demonic energy that they feed off of.
It's like, I just ruined some 3-year-old's whole life. We raped them, we tortured them, we drank their blood, we had sex in their blood in a Black Sabbath. That's what those are, folks. And to them, that's victory. That's boy, they're really strong. They're willing to go against their own conscience. And a lot of these Satanists admit they don't want to kill kids. They don't even want to do it, but they do it to have power. This is sick.
Yes, I mean, look, Fauci is putting an entire generation of kids in masks. They will remember the rest of their life the fear, the horror of having to wear a mask over this scamdemic. And, you know, meanwhile, Fauci is taking off his mask and smirking at the reporters. They are getting pleasure and joy out of torturing us. They really do.
And they're getting pleasure out of millions getting maimed from the vaccines.
Look, these idiots should never have been mainstreamed. You know, we have this split-screen culture. Is the left good, right, or is the right? The left should never have been invited into the correct conversation because they're subversives and they're sick people, and this should never have been allowed.
Exactly. Liberals were Thomas Jefferson. The left is a satanic Jacobin Illuminati cult on record that did the French Revolution. How did they become the liberals? We literally have the most vile, vampiric, Satan murder cult now runs the Democrats and is like legitimized because they're the other wing. No, they're not the other wing. They're not two parties disagreeing on policy in our republic. They are a group of murderous control freaks.
Yeah, and the Republicans are going down as the right tendency from Stalin, Russia. They're controlled opposition. They're totally surrendering. They're clueless. They don't know what's going on, with the exception of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's the only one who is putting up any kind of resistance to these people. So, you know, this needs to end. We all know that Joe gropes kids. He gropes kids in public. That's how above the game these people think they are, that Joe Biden can hit on little kids and say, I want to see them dance in 4 years, and all the disgusting things that he does, groping the Senator Chris Coons' daughter in public, and Chris Coons denies that he didn't grope my daughter. Everyone saw it. Everyone in the world saw it.
The intelligence people say that it's Russians. They don't deny it's real Hunter Biden. They go, well, if the Russians got it, which there's no evidence, then it's okay. What if Hunter like blew up a sports stadium with a 100-pound bomb? Well, if the Russians videotaped it, would it be their fault? I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, Patrick Howley, what a time to be alive. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you, Alex.
The next two nights, we're going to cover the town hall, and we're going to cover the debate here at night with Election Countdown. I'll be here. All right, let's get in a call now. Take calls next segment. Then Leo Zagami joins us, bottom of the hour. Appreciate him getting pushed back because I'm behind today. Let's go ahead, and who's been holding the longest? Let's just go to Tiffany in North Carolina. Tiffany, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Hi, Alex. I just wanted to say that we love you. We watch you every day. We listen. We follow you in every way. And God bless us all for sure.
We love you, too. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Sorry, I was talking a lot. Anyways, I just wanted to get to just the point, and you know, going back to the criminal activity and everything that we've witnessed almost on a daily basis now. You know, my fiance Cody called yesterday and spoke with Owen, you know, a little bit about this. But you know, my thoughts are, you know, once Biden, you know, loses and all this, and we do defeat Trump in every way, you know, I'm all about, you know, equality and making sure, you know, people do get the justice and the punishment they deserve. So, I mean, do you see it, you know, like Biden and son and the people that are, you know, doing the, you know, election, you know, criminal activities?
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to fight even harder, but their power is going to be diminished. And there are people that have been hanging on to government for 4 years are going to know they're losing. So I think spectacularly good things are going to happen if Trump's reelected. The problem is the global depression by the lockdown of COVID is already killing the world economy. And so until that's repudiated, they have a chance of bringing down the world economy and the U.S. economy. So that's got to be ended. If Trump can end the COVID lockdown and end the COVID hysteria and the Chicken Little syndrome, then we can actually turn things around. If he can't, world depression. What do you think?
Awesome. I definitely agree. But do you actually see Biden's son actually getting prosecuted for the crimes he's being committed that we're witnessing as well?
I think he must be. The problem is they've got blackmail material on the Republicans, not on Trump. And so that's the conundrum. But they keep using their criminal power to keep launching attacks. So it's got to be done. They've got to prosecute them, let them release their dirt, let the chips fall where they may. It's time to bang heads here, folks.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Under martial law lockdown, even though the flu kills hundreds of times what COVID does. Gordon in Hawaii on Joe Biden crime bill, Hunter, and the deep state. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling, brother. And I just want to say I wish I was there with you in Hawaii. What a great place, despite the martial law.
I wish you were here, too, Alex. You know, I kind of want to make a funny observation that I don't think anybody's talking about. Joe Biden, you know, they put together this crime bill targeting blacks that smoke crack cocaine. Then his son turns around and smokes crack, becomes a crackhead, and takes down the entire deep state. This is all.
That's like karma. That's karma.
It's karma. Yep, but it's a new definition of irony. It's totally ironic. And that's how God works. You know, God's in control of all this.
Well, let's explain.
He's not gonna...
Blacks, if you smoke crack, you get three times more time in prison than having the same amount of powdered cocaine, which whites use. And Joe Biden called blacks predators and said they deserved it. Then they put blacks that did cocaine in prison to turn them into predators. I see how that works. Because you can put a white guy in prison, most of them turn into predators.
Totally racist. You know, and that's
a great point. The Bidens and the Clintons put the blacks on crack with the CIA and Bush Sr., and then they get brought down by crack.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, the funny thing about that is that people aren't looking at how ironic that is, that that is going to destroy all these elites. The information that's going to come out is going to be just incredible.
Well, that's why they say the Lord works in mysterious ways. Like, I'm not afraid to die. I don't want to die because I know I have a spirit. I'll be with God, hopefully, if I'm a good enough, if I'm true enough. But I just, like, the longer I live, the more I learn how stuff works. And I go, like, man, you really have to start seeing how God works. And you're like, whoa, Satan doesn't have any power compared to God.
Exactly, exactly. And this is what happens to these Democrats. Every time they pull something, God turns around and it comes right back on them. And so many of them are going to go to jail, I hope, if Bill Barr gets off his butt and does something.
Well, they're already totally discredited. They're already cut off. And what you're saying is so central, though. Here's the thing. God is going to give us victory if we're there to receive the enlightenment and the spiritual electricity, is the way I describe it, the energy. But he needs us believing and ready to receive it for it to complete the circuit. Does that make sense? If God doesn't have faithful, though, out there, God can't deliver the lightning bolts. Does that make sense?
Well, people are so ready to accept God now. They see what's going on. And, you know, they've been to church, a lot of them, and they've heard all of these revelation seminars, and it's all happening right now, right in front of them.
I agree. I'm seeing the biggest enlightenment, the biggest coming back to God I've ever seen. It's massive.
It is, and it's huge. And you know, the Democrats are not going to get away with this. They're going to try to cheat, and they're doing a good job of it, but it's not going to work.
Let me say this. When I was younger, I could connect to God, but there was a force trying to block it, and I'd have to, like, get through it. Now, it's just instant. And other people I know, people aren't even looking for the Holy Spirit, just now feel it. I mean, it's strong right now. That's scaring the hell out of these devils, man. They feel it, too. Don't you know they're scared?
Well, look at the division now. I mean, as soon as Trump got elected, the evil got so much more evil and the good got so much more good. I have a problem with communication. I live on this farm out here, and I literally don't talk to people for weeks at a time.
That sounds great.
But no, it is great. I'm totally.
What are you growing? Coffee? 100%. What are you growing?
Well, no, I'm on the wet side. I'm growing every fruit you can imagine, anything you can possibly eat, and then I sell it or give it away.
Sounds great.
At the farmer's market.
I'm a farmer. That's what my cells literally beg to just live on a farm and plant things and work outside. I get high when I cut trees and plant things. I just get high. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're supposed to do this.
If a tree or a bush or a flower, and you stick it in the ground and it grows. And I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for you.
And you feel exactly that wavelength, don't you? Out there, like the bugs and the lively.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what you're supposed to be.
Funny thing is, I'm way out in the middle of the jungle, but I've got fiber optic running on the telephone lines around here. So I run around the property working in my garden, and I've got my headphones on, and I'm listening to you every day.
Well, we love you, brother. We appreciate you, Gordon. I got to get these calls, get to nobody, but you guys are awesome. Excuse me. Let's go ahead and talk to Tyler in Iowa. Thanks for holding, Tyler.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mr. Jones. I got two simple things I want to talk to you about.
Go ahead, brother.
You hear me?
Yeah, I do.
All right, I want to talk about why is everyone going to a doctor, Mr. Fauci, who hasn't practiced medicine in 37-plus years. Why are people?
And why is Bill Gates not a doctor running everything? A good question.
Exactly. I don't get it. And I can't even sleep at night. Why are these people going to them instead of going to the Lord during this pandemic, this plandemic that we're in, that's just killing everyone, apparently? I don't understand it. And then why? I love Trump to death, don't get me wrong. But why is Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Hillary not locked up yet? Do I need to make a personal citizen?
Well, that's the call. That's what Trump calls for. It's what you want. Every caller is like, lock them up. Why aren't? Because evil. Satan is in control of the planet, and he is protecting his people. But we have to publicly and spiritually and culturally and economically reject them and stop coexisting with them. Notice they don't want to. They need us to exist. So they want to make us enslaved till we submit to them. Well, no, we cut them off. We don't support them. We break with them. We're not nice to them. We don't make them the moral authority anymore. We rebuke them. That's what needs to happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't see people's logic behind why they want a representative like Dr. Fauci or Bill Gates to go for advice, and he's the Lord Almighty himself. What? Where is there logic behind this?
It's not. It's upside-down world, and that's what cults want you to do, is accept stuff that doesn't make sense. Tyler, thank you. Marshall in Arizona attended Trump rally last night. What was your view on that, my friend?
Down, I took my whole family down to the Trump rally. I got a beautiful interracial family. I decked my kids and family out in all of the InfoWare's gear. You know, we wore our Trump swag, and that was the thing that kind of upset me was when I went there, I saw there were other InfoWarriors, but I noticed that they were hiding their InfoWars gear. They were a little shy about it, and I think it's time for us InfoWarriors to come out of the closet and really expose ourselves. I mean,
yeah, a third of the folks in 2016 were wearing it. Now, because of the Sandy Hook, the demonization, they're scared to do it. They kind of wear it. But that's okay. It's all right. That was the enemy plan. But I think there's a coming out now for InfoWars. It's really beautiful we're seeing.
Yeah, and we need to do that more because we just had a man who got his teeth punched out trying to save an InfoWarriors in full gear. And, you know, we just really need to stand up for ourselves and not let ourselves be bullied and terrorized.
Well, that's why I always warn listeners. I say, hey, you might get your lunch bought for you wearing InfoWars. Or if you're in an adversary, you might get hit in the head with a lead pipe. I mean, this is war, folks. This is serious.
Absolutely. And for your other caller, Gordon, the Lord does work in mysterious ways. How about this one? The globalists go around and give thousands of children autism. And what does God do? He weaponizes that autism against them.
You know, I've noticed how many of the autistic Asperger's children are actually fighting the globalists. Like, they spiritually know the globalists did it. And you're right, they're almost all on our team. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have. They know which side of their bread is buttered on, and that's the side of the Lord. They know good from evil.
Beautiful. God bless you. Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. It was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship is additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks of the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can't come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I got 100 questions for Leo Sagami, and he is a best-selling author, researcher, predicted the current pope 5 years before he was put into power, predicted they talk about having rotating popes, a new council, predicted that they would push world government and all the rest of this garbage. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. So, Leo Zagami, let me ask you here, as a guy that's actually been in the P2 Lodge, actually in the real Illuminati, who got out of it and exposed it, the current state of the world, where we are, and who the players are, what the biggest stories are right now.
Hello, Alex. Hello, everybody. I would say that the biggest story at the moment is this preparation behind the scenes for this war, this invasion of Taiwan, which will automatically unleash a third world war. And at the same time, we know that China might unleash this invasion right in the moment of struggle here in American politics that we will witness in November. Because, as we all know, there will be no winner. There will be probably on both sides people claiming they have won, and there will be chaos. And this chaos will facilitate than China. We have seen China even behind the civil unrest that we have witnessed in the last few months here in the United States of America. So China wants to really play this card. And then at the same time we have other big things happening in Europe. In Europe we have the Vatican, which just saw the arrest of Cecilia Maronia, which was a collaborator of a Cardinal Becciu, who is now a former cardinal, because basically Cardinal Pell is back in the Vatican. Yes, as we have had prophesied a long time ago, Cardinal Pell might go back to the Vatican to save the day, because they are involved in this scandal, this big economic scandal. And now we discover that basically Cecilia Maronia was connected with an Intel group called the Hinkerman Group, which is a front, so the Vatican could actually finance jihadi groups with the money coming from Peter's Pence. So that's another important news of the day, as well as earlier this month, the Pope coming out with his third encyclical, which basically criticizes capitalism, and it's a Marxist manifesto for this upcoming one-world religion. They just had in the Emirates another gathering for organizing this one-world religion, which is putting together already Islam, Sunni Islam, and Catholicism. So there is a lot going on, but the most important thing is, of course, the discovery of the material on Hunter Biden's computer, which has shown America that there is no democracy, and that basically the media is completely rigged, and they will not listen to anything we have to say regarding what has been discovered in this computer, in which we see that the son of Joe Biden has to even give a percentage of his salary to his father in a mail to his daughter. Hunter Biden writes, well, I will not ask from you the same kind of money my father asked from me. You know, he has to give a cut. And we have seen that in some of the mails, actually, the percentage for his father is well defined. And then there is a connection with Taiwan. There is a connection with Taiwan and with somebody who is also connected with the Skull and Bones. This 57-year-old businessman who for 10 years has functioned as a public relation for the Biden family is called Michael Lin. He graduated in Shenzhen University in Taiwan, but then he went for a master's degree at the Yale University in Connecticut, where we have, of course, the legendary Skull and Bones connected to
Kerry. And that's where the PsyComs go to Yale and Harvard. Xi Jinping has his daughter secretly right now at Harvard. We're revealing that. To become globalist double agents. The Chinese are marrying the New World Order, the takeover of the U.S. It's not like they run us. It's not like we run them. It's like the criminal globalists are merging us.
Absolutely, Alex. And Michael Lin actually worked not only for Joe Biden, but for a series of politicians here in the United States of America connected to the Skull and Bones, worked to put them in contact with the Chinese Communist Party and with all their shady businesses.
Sure, well, quantify this for me. Who are the major global players? How is it going for the New World Order? How is Trump doing?
Trump is doing well, but if he loses, he will recandidate himself in 2024. But this means that we will have 4 years of literally of hell, in which the Joe Biden and his Kamala will dismantle everything that Trump has ever done. And in the meantime,
and then people will really see how true it is and want Trump back, and he'll become a perpetual candidate. I agree with you. I agree with Steve Bannon. That's what Trump is, I know, planning to launch his own TV network and totally counter and come back in. He's not giving up.
Absolutely. But at the same time, we have the danger of civil unrest on a large scale that might become a civil war here in the United States of America, like we said already last year that this might happen. We have George Soros, of course, that has financed all these groups. We have China also behind Black Lives Matter. But, of course, the mainstream media doesn't say anything about all this. So, if Trump gets reelected, hopefully with a landslide, and so it's impossible at that point to contest it, well, I will suggest Trump starts to arrest a few people, starting with the Bidens, and then we have, of course, the Clintons. We have to investigate Barack Obama. All these people have endangered the national security of the United States.
Well, let me raise that point, because even if they're able to kill Trump, even if they're able to steal this election, as they say they're trying to do, they're going to contest it and try to cause a civil war and secession of states. This is insane. The public's awake to the New World Order. Bolsonaro, and you've got the Brexit. I mean, clearly now all these big topics are out in the open. So even if they try to launch everything they've got to stop Trump, it looks like they're going to lose in the long term because of the awakening we're seeing.
Yes, we have a big awakening. We have seen it in the almost weekly protest in London, but they're making it really difficult for Brexit to happen, even if it's already in process. I just heard that there is still some problems for going for this Brexit, because they are trying to sabotage Boris Johnson in every way possible. And, of course, they use once again this virus as an excuse for all of their wrongdoings. And then we had in France just the other day a professor beheaded because he simply showed the comic strips from Charlie Hebdo regarding Mohammed. This teacher was beheaded, and at that point France, that has been tolerating a lot from the Muslim community, is finally going on the offensive. So even Macron had to move his sorry ass, Mondialist ass, to do something about it. So things might change now in France, because there's a crack, they're really cracking down on these terrorist cells that are all over France.
All right, Leo Zagami, leozagami.com, Zagami, Z-A-G-A-M-I, leozagami.com. I've got questions about the world economy, about the COVID shutdown, about your view on that, about where that's going when we come back. Don't forget, listeners, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Ban.video. They banned the term Ban.video, as many have pointed out. The head of Twitter says, oh, we don't ban URLs, we're going to stop that. People say, well, what about Ban.video? Well, we have a URL that gets around that, 2020electioncenter.com. 2020electioncenter.com. That's the same site, same videos. That's how you bypass it. So keep sharing. You're doing a great job. We'll be right back with the finals, a couple seconds with Leo Zagami, and then Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, is ready to roar. He's taking over. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Schroyer. And Owen Schroyer will be hosting coming up about an hour from now, 3 hours of the War Room ahead of Election Countdown with himself, Yana Lorraine, Harrison Smith, and others. And we have the coverage of the town hall and the rigged debate the next 2 nights, live coverage of that. Remember, big tech, the globalists, the oligarchs, the Chinese slave camps. Hope you don't share those links. They hope you don't realize how important you are. And we're going to talk to Owen about what he's got coming up in a moment. But Leo Zagami and Owen, I'm going to play this for you. Antifa members conduct a cult ritual in Boston streets, eat bloody heart, symbolic of Trump. This is like a weird Navajo ghost dance or something. I'm not comparing the Navajo to these scumbags. But, I mean, it's literally, they're like, we hate Jesus, we hate America, we love to kill babies. And they're doing all these rituals, and then we see all these powerful organizations admitting they're into rituals, and now they're into Satanism, and now their operating system of good versus evil is really coming out in the open. Here's the video, then we'll get former Illuminati insider Leo Zagami's take on it. Here it is. None of these people have a job. Kali Ma, some type of thuggy thing out of India. Temple of Doom, Raiders of Lost Ark. All a bunch of drama students that couldn't get jobs. And then this is what they do all day, run around bitching about America. For communist China, they'd be put in a death camp, which I don't support. So Leo Zagami, what the hell's wrong with these people? And studying the occult, being involved in it before he got out of it, what is the draw to these people?
Well, the occult has been taken over by the left for a long time in this country, and so we have now Satanists openly supporting the Democratic Party, and we have terrible things that are happening. Aside from what you have shown a couple of weeks ago, we had this priest in Louisiana who, with a couple of lip-tarded sluts, performed a ritual on the altar that then had to be banned because they actually performed sex on an altar in Pearl River. So, I mean, this is happening in 2020, and it's pretty shocking. But I agree.
It's not just these idiots doing theater. Churches are being burned in Brazil. They're being burned in England. They're being attacked here. And the leftist preachers saying, oh, good, burn us. It's liberal, burn us. They're tearing down crosses. They're going, oh, it's mental illness. They're burning down Notre Dame, trying to cover it up, but Islam takes credit. I mean, what is this attack on churches if this isn't an open demonic attack?
Is anti-Christianity manifesting itself openly and publicly? They are the party of Satan nowadays. I'm sorry to say that there is no way a Christian can support in the right mind the Democratic Party at these elections. Everything they promote, everything they represent is anti-Christian in essence. Let's remember that while Notre Dame was going on fire, there was Michelle Obama sipping her champagne on the river next to it.
That's right. That's on record that while Notre Dame burned, she drank champagne to it. What about the big cardinal in the U.S. that says it's a war against good and evil between Satan and God, and that Trump's on the side of God? What about that cardinal? Is he good?
Well, Archbishop Vigano is a bit of a maverick today. Actually, he's living under protection, hidden somewhere, because the Vatican wants to kill him. I mean, they can't kick him out because he was the diplomat for the Vatican for many years here in the U.S., but now Vigano is a minority in a church which is taken over by progressive forces. You have to understand that the Chinese Communist Party gives $2 billion a year to the Vatican. And that's why the Pope recently didn't even receive Mike Pompeo, and that's why the Vatican renewed their deal with the communist China, even after some Catholic priests were actually tortured and crosses were removed
from the church. By the way, folks don't know that going back to the Portuguese and Spanish rudders 500, 600 years ago, it was the Jesuits, not the Catholic Church, that got control of China. So to a great extent, the Jesuits put Mao Zedong in power. People don't know that.
Yeah, in 1540, when they founded the Jesuits, the actual founder, Ignacio Loyola, sent his disciples to Asia, and Matteo Ricci was sent to China, and he became actually involved with the emperor over there, and from that moment onwards, the Jesuits really built up their trust with the Chinese, and they're part of Chinese history. I mean, there is a shrine to Matteo Ricci in Beijing, which is unheard of in a communist country. But there is a Jesuit saint who actually has a shrine in communist China.
And now we have the Jesuit Pope saying, doesn't want to hear about Christian roots in Europe, capitalism's bad, one world religion. But yeah, I see most Catholics I know, Owen Schroyer, but both of you guys, Owen, what is your view and your take on this, and what do you got coming up today on your three-hour transmission?
Well, I think it's just the average, you know, leftist in the street just getting more deranged, more dark, sinister cries for attention, just wanting, there's a desire to be further from God, further from righteousness, further from wholesomeness. So I think that's what you're seeing with these just strange things that we see in the street. I mean, they happened in Austin over this weekend, too. They weren't quite, I guess that was burning hearts or eating hearts, apparently, and I guess of some ritual, whatever that craziness was. It was just, you know, liberal women show up half naked with kids around them and chant how they want to, you know, I won't say it.
But, we have videos we can't show of pro-lifers with photos of dead babies, and the liberal women come up and start humping the dead baby.
It's very odd behavior. I mean, you just have to almost be in awe of it, and it's insanity. But Alex, coming up today on the War Room, we're going to be looking at this new claim that the Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, saying it's long overdue. The Republicans are behind it. We'll see if there's any seriousness behind that. But, you know, Alex, I think something kind of just hit me last night, and it's really just incredible that this is the case. I mean, we're guilty of it, too, but the media in this country is ignoring perhaps the biggest bombshell in news history. I mean, we literally have a 50-year congressional vice president involved in our government, 50 years, 5 decades, this man, Joe Biden, running for president, and we literally have him compromised by at least 5 to 10 different countries, including the number one enemy of the United States, communist China. I mean, literally, we're talking about a compromised.
And it's on record that these are real emails. They called and copied the emails from those that received them. It's all on record. Payoffs from Ukraine saying in the investigation for the money, quid pro quo, open and shut cases, China buying them off, him raping little girls, and the whole media works in unison to cover it up. I mean, that is unbelievable.
It's really stunning. I don't know how else to really phrase it. I don't even think it needs much of a complex framing here. It's pretty simple. This is the biggest news story ever, and the media is not even covering it. A triple, quadruple, quintuple.
Well, they think we're going to forget about it. I don't see this working. Oh, and I want to ask you that in a moment, but Leo Zagami, I see this level of censorship blowing up in their face. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff's happened. I'm going to leave it at that, but I can tell you, this has gone too far for a lot of people. A lot of people that are establishment who aren't evil, but they kind of play along, they've decided not to play along now, Leo.
Well, I've just exposed a few days ago on my website in an article the role of a sovereign grand commander of the Supreme Council of the 33rd degree in Romania, who is basically working with another guy called Lucian Despoiu, who is also a Freemason entrepreneur, in sabotaging the election of Donald J. Trump using hackers that pretend to be Russian hackers, because they want to work once again on the whole Russian collusion, which they instigated also originally. So Romania also plays a very shady role, a bit like Ukraine, and there should be more investigation in what is going on with this this whole affair, which has not been mentioned at all here in the U.S. by anybody, but it's very
illegal to do it here, but they can hire foreign groups in foreign countries to do it, and then they stage attacks claiming it's Russians, and then claim all this ridiculousness.
And there is actually the involvement of a Russian colonel, Boris Golovin, in all this, who is also a Freemason. So the Russians actually play a double game, play a very tricky kind of way of doing things, so then people will accuse Trump of colluding with Russia, when it's actually Russia who is working behind the scenes with the Bidens. For example, we have the mayor of Moscow, the wife, who got a lot of money to Hunter Biden. So we have a link with Russia, China, and
other
countries.
Both of you stay there. 5 more minutes of Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Please don't forget, we're listener supported. We've got this big Black Friday comes in October sale, triple Patriot points, 10% off. You sign up for auto ship, 50 to 60% off. We got Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, selling out quick. So good for your immune system, and Ultra 12 and DNA Force Plus. InfoWarsStore.com, that funds the operation, plus the great products, and we have the new X2 spray selling out. InfoWarsStore.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.